Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. Today is another segment of weekending. So basically what I do on weekending episodes is I look at the week in review and look at look back at the episodes that we had during that week, the topics I discussed, and just give, you know, a brief recap both on the episodes and on how my week went in general. Yeah, so this past week was Mothering Sunday. Yeah, it was International Mother's Day, and it was fun. It was fun in my church here in Oka. The mothers did well, and also the civil ladies. They did a lot of stuff that was enjoyable. That was enjoyed, yeah. And I had a Mother's Day special episode for the mothers. Then on Monday, we looked at how we shouldn't allow the failures of our environments. The failures that our environment is synonymous with affect us. That's something that a lot of people hold as an excuse, that they hold very dear to their hearts, as reason why they fail, as reason why things are not working for them. They put up the excuse of the environment. Yes, the environment can affect us, yeah, but we should not allow it get to us. We shouldn't allow those failures, those bad negative effects that our environment has, rub off on us. That is something that we should work on as individuals. That's something we should work on as a society. Try to create that enabling environment so that this negative effect in the long run can be reduced to its barest minimum. Then we also looked at the beauty of life, how you can be working on an area of your life, say A, and then the actions that you carried out in A would have effects on other letters of your life, will have effects on B, will have effects on C, F, G, down to Z. And because we are multifaceted beings, one working in one area doesn't mean we'll only see results, or results will only be evident in just that area. No, working on an area would produce results in other parts of our lives, because we are not just doing that thing, we're not just handling that project. Subconsciously, we are developing character and consistency that would be useful in other areas of our lives. And that's what we looked at on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we had an international guest, Nicole Stanfield, and she shared her experience with burnout and practical steps that she took to overcome that burnout, creating steps as easy as knowing when to have your meals, creating that time to say, okay, I'm supposed to have my meal now, whatever work I'm doing is on hold, let me go and have my meal, creating time to say I need to rest. And it's something that I have been shouting from the mountaintops this year on the episode, on the podcast. People need to rest. See, there's a whole lot of stress in this 2022. And the more you keep stressing yourself, you keep breaking down, you keep burning out, and you keep falling sick. That is the truth about burnout. And I hope and believe that you picked a lesson or two from that episode. Then we also looked at our individual platforms that we have. It could be in a new school, a new city, a new job opening, and how those platforms that are presented to us are not just for the most basic stuff. Okay, I'm just going to school to gain this bachelor's degree. Oh, I'm just starting this new job so that I can earn more. No, they are platforms for us to exhibit our talents and our giftings for the betterment of humanity. Yes, you may say, I'm just going to do this thing and go, and that will be totally fine. But for us to have an impact, for us to live significant lives, we need to go the extra mile by putting in our talents and giftings on that platform that has been afforded us. Because who knows, perhaps that platform that you have was given to you so that your talents and giftings may be of, will be of good, it's not even me, will be of good use for the betterment of humanity. And then on Friday, I pulled a prank. I don't know how many of you fell for that prank, but I think a couple of my friends, I think one or two friends, they felt like, wait, Daniel, what do you think you're doing? I'm like, you guys should calm down. Like I said yesterday, this podcast is not going anywhere. We're going to be here for a long time. In fact, there is something cooking. Yeah, there's something cooking that will be ready soon. So just keep your ears peeled. More information would be brought to your notice as time comes. And let me just finish what the episode was about. I won't talk about how my week was in general. And also yesterday we looked at it will get better. Yes, better days are ahead. We say that and we hear that a lot. There were better days ahead, better days ahead. And we have that false idea that better days mean that things will just be easy. Like, yes, things will be easy. And now the reason why things are easy is not because we don't have to do anything to make those things easy, but it will be easy because we are now more equipped to navigate the hurdles. We are now more equipped to navigate through those challenges that we faced when we were in the not better days. And I think that's something that we as human beings, we have failed to realize, that the fact that things become easier in future is not because there are no challenges. No, it's because we have found creative ways. We have found better ways to navigate through these hurdles, navigate through these challenges, navigate through these trials, and get profitable results. That's what makes those days better. That's what makes them better days in the long run. She gets. So, how did my week go? My week was normal. Yeah. My week was okay. Yeah, on Thursday. So, the theme for this episode is draws. Yeah. And a couple of draws have happened in this past week. On Thursday, Nigeria drew with Ghana in the World Cup qualifier playoffs. And Nigeria would not be going to the World Cup. I know my Ghanaian listeners will be so excited. Yeah, I'm happy for you people. You go and come back. Ghana is going to the World Cup. Then on Friday, the World Cup draws were held. And I'm rooting for Portugal and England in the World Cup that will be held later in the year. I'm rooting for them because, yeah. I don't just know why, but I believe that they would do well. And all eyes are on France, because for the past editions, the country that won the World Cup in the previous edition always crashed out in the group stage. It happened with Italy in 2006. It happened with what other country? With Germany. In 2014, Germany won the World Cup in 2014. Then in 2018, they crashed out in the group stage. So, France are the defending champions. What is going to happen to France in the World Cup this year? Only time will tell. Then yesterday, Manchester United drew at home to Leicester City. See, at the moment, I don't even bother myself about Manchester United again, honestly. I just watched the match so that it's not as if I'm not watching Manchester United's match. But I am not as enthusiastic as I was. I know I was making mouths that we are not focusing on the Premier League because we have put in all our efforts in the Champions League. But now we're out of the Champions League. We are not in any other competition apart from the Premier League. And we are not even getting good results. I don't know. The season should just end up being... Yes, I think that's the end of Weekending for this week. The next episode you would hear is a releasing episode. It's supposed to be today. But then I decided to do the weekend in first, so that we'll just do the releasing episode tomorrow. And till you hear from me again, beautiful people, I hope this episode you heard learned if not. So regardless of whatever I said, till you hear from me again, beautiful people, out.